Hamdi Abu Rahma was born and raised in Benin. He says he studied to be an accountant and had once held a job in Israel. But nightly raids interrupted his sleep and checkpoint delays made travel difficult. As recently as last Friday, there was an attempted arrest of an Israeli activist and two injuries from high-velocity tear gas canisters. Hamdi says these are reactions to the peaceful protest demonstrations.
All the lands for the Benin, they steal it, and they put the wall, and no, you can't see if you go. No lands, just the houses, and after 10 or 5 years, nobody have a place to build, and maybe all the people, they start to leave Benin.
Hamdi works now as a freelance photographer and a translator. It is Friday, a day he usually attends the weekly demonstration in his home village. Today he joins English-speaking volunteers, helping to harvest olives in a grove in another village. Chanting heard in the background accompanies the activity.
They stay between the soldiers. They didn't make any problem to soldiers. Just they speaking about the peace, and the soldier tried to throw tear gas and rubber bullet, sometime bullet. I don't know why. We're going in demonstration together. We have a Jewish and we have international people in the over the world, and people from Berlin and people from Palestine. And we go like same people, and we speak all the time about the peace, but they didn't want peace. I don't know why.
The nonviolent protests are an ongoing struggle for the existence of the 4,000 people in the village. Traditionally, Palestinians build homes for their children on family land, but the land is being taken.
All the lands for my family, all the lands with behind the wall. We not have lands now, because all the lands from Berlin, they're behind the wall. All the mountains, they steal everything.
Olive oil is the chief source of income for Berlin villagers. For generations, the farmers harvested the olive trees, some hundreds of years old. Then, in 2002, Hamdi said Israeli soldiers constructed the barrier wall in response to violent protests against Israel's occupation.
You know, we are farmers. Without olives, without land, we cannot stay in the village. The farmer, his work in the lands. Without this, he cannot live there.
Unlike the three-story concrete wall surrounding Jerusalem and separating it from Palestinian territory, in Berlin, the wall is built of razor wire and heavy fencing. Its price included the destruction of valuable olive trees.
They cut all the olives because they want to build settlement in this land. And they're building now. They start to building and they not finish. They continue to build the settlements.
Hamdi says he doesn't know who doesn't want peace. He expresses his hope for the future of Palestine.
All the governments, they didn't want the peace. Just want to steal everything, and just they want the money, you know. Just this, but I think the people, a lot of people, Jewish and Israeli people, they want peace because they want to live all the time here. And we can live together in Palestine. And it's my dream to live together. Me and it's Muslim and Jewish and Christian together. Why we are fighting all the time? I don't know why. It's terrible.
Hamdi takes photos of the Berlin demonstrations. He says soldiers sometimes break cameras. The photos taken by Hamdi and another Berlin photographer can be viewed on the Berlin website. The Berlin villagers consider their nonviolent resistance as a battle for their livelihood. Demonstrations have spread to other villages throughout Palestine. They continue to gain international recognition and worldwide support. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Rumena, West Bank, Palestine.